This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
If you're a regular Joy listener, you might remember Jono. He's now moved to New Zealand, but I was on air with him on Froth and The Fast and the Frivolous, and then he used to do Sound Museum with Leo. Mm-hmm. He's one of my best friends, and his 40th birthday is coming up.
Big 4-0.
Yeah, and I love planning stuff, so I kind of have already thrown myself under the bus and said that I will plan his 40th, and now I'm freaking the hell out. Because I have no idea what to do. Because he's one of those... Okay, so Jono, in a nutshell, he loves swanning around and being fabulous. He loves drinking white wine. He loves socializing. He doesn't want it to be a gay bar or a gay club, though. So something that's sort of fabulous, snacky nibbles, drinks type thing is one potential idea. But I don't think that's fabulous enough for a 40th. The other potential idea was maybe we go away for a weekend somewhere and rent an Airbnb and get a whole lot of friends. But again, there's got to be some kind of activity involved. It's in May, so it's winter, and I'm a little bit stumped. So have you had a 40th that was fabulous? Has someone thrown you a surprise 40th? Or is that just a great idea that you've done? You've gone, oh my God, that would be amazing for a birthday. I need a little bit of help. And then obviously I'll claim the idea as my own.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
I mean, because you want it to be special. Because the 40th, 40th is pretty
big.
Much... arguably one of the biggest birthday milestones there is.
Yeah.
I mean, even 30,
you're over the hill by then, you know, like your life's over.
30 doesn't, 30's big, but it doesn't mean too much. Mark, you had your 50th recently.
I did have my 50th recently. And it was just, we had a cocktail party at my place, which is really cool.
That's
because,
lovely.
Basically, you say, oh, well, in lieu of a present, just bring a bottle of something.
Yeah.
And then we can mix drinks and have a
So you had a nice soiree.
A soiree.
Which I think is great for a 50th. I think for a 40th, like, I want to edit him a video and do a whole, like, Jono, this is your life, you know, like, have people's messages from near and far. Like, I'm trying to
that's
a really...
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a really big thing for it. But I want it to be really, really special for him.
And if you're going to have a video as well, that means you have to be somewhere that allows you to play a video, right?
Yeah,
tricky.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, like, if we've got an Airbnb somewhere, you know, like, you just make sure that it's got a TV that you can show something on. So it's just, I'm open to ideas. Is there an event we can do or an activity? Or he likes cycling. He's not kind of particularly physical in terms of, I don't think he's going to want to go laser questing or anything
like
that.
Or like those giant plastic balls that roll down a hill and stuff.
No, that's not really him. And I don't think he'd want to do bowling either.
Well, so that's a bit kind of cheap, isn't it?
Yeah.
For a 40th, I mean, bowling.
Yeah, I wouldn't do bowling.
So something where you can kind of swan around, be fabulous, drink great cocktails, but I need something more. I don't know. Help.
Not too hot, not too cold. Serving breakfast radio that's just right. Mark and Luke are the Brekkie Bears. Joy 94.9.
You're on with Mark, Luke and me, SJ, they're Goldilocks. Thank you so much for some of the text messages coming in this morning. My friend Jono, who used to be a presenter on Joy before he selfishly moved to New Zealand, is turning 40. And I have thrown myself under the bus and offered to plan his 40th birthday in May.
Foolish.
I know, but I love a good party. And now I'm really stumped because I just can't deal with the pressure. I'm buckling. Buckling, I tell you.
Yes. Now, one suggestion that we've had come through from Anthony is that they went on like an overseas trip. To Mykonos.
Oh, nice.
For his 40th last year. All his friends said they would come months prior, but he ended up there alone.
No!
Silver lining, alone with hundreds of hot gay men that were there as well.
It was Mykonos, after all.
I like that you silver lining that, Anthony. Yeah. That was good.
Pretty good silver lining. Yeah.
Okay, so basically that's
you might not want your friends to watch what you're doing over there anyway.
True. So that's basically don't plan an international trip because they won't come. Got it?
Unless you don't want them to come.
Yeah. True. Next, what else are we got? Any more suggestions?
Well, specific restaurant suggestions. Bar suggestions.
Yeah,
just
that's
go to
good.
A nice dinner, nice drinks, that sort of thing. Maybe cocktails.
Yeah.
You could do cocktail making or something. Is he like cocktail making or is that kind of lame?
No, he could probably do cocktail making.
Raymond from Richmond said two words. Party bus.
That's party a good bus. Idea.
And he says, best place to go to the party bus? Yarra Valley for the wineries. You said he liked white wine.
He does like white wine.
So thank you, Raymond.
Party bus to wineries. That's a pretty good combo move.
That's a great idea.
And you put your own music on the bus as well?
Yes.
Is there a stripper pole?
Oh, you'd
some
want
of them
one.
Have them, yeah.
You'd
some
need
of them
to have a stripper pole and a disco ball as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. That's not very a bad Jono. Idea.
Yeah.
Because you can theme buses a certain way as well. You can even make it a Jono-themed bus. Because I've been on a party bus once that was actually a Star Wars-themed party
no
bus.
No way!
And so they had the Star Wars music playing the whole time, and they had the movies playing on the big screen on the bus.
You're such a nerd.
The entire way. Well, I don't even like Star Wars. I don't even like Star Wars, but it was like a press thing. But yeah, you can make the party bus themed however you like. So maybe you could do like a Jono-themed party bus.
That's
get
really
his face
cool.
on the side.
You and could, his favourite tunes.
Yeah, or you could do a This Is Your Life Jono on the bus.
I love it.
Yes.
And have pictures of him everywhere.
And have, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Joy listeners. Nailed it.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.